With Evelyn Paglini with us tonight on Coast to Coast AM, and we're going to finish up talking with her about the green candle and what it does, and we'll take your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Evelyn Paglini with us. We're going to take your calls in just a moment. Evelyn, let's get back to the green candle here, which to me seems like it's one of the most important ones, isn't it?
Certainly, because now that you have removed what's blocking and stopping you, you can attract good fortune and good luck. It is your intent that is so specific and necessary. Do not divide your energy. In other words, if you're going for a job, then keep the mind on getting the job. Don't say, I want a new car, and I want a new love, and I want a new house. That's dividing the energy. What you're doing is focusing your attention and your visualization in action into bringing into the physical plane of existence what you desire, and that must be specific.
It must be specific. The visualization is so critical then to all of this.
Yes, it is.
What happens if you don't visualize? Nothing? It just won't work for you?
What you'll get is half-ass.
Well, you don't want that.
See, you won't get its completion. You'll get to the door, but you won't get the job, or you'll get the second interview, or it'll get close. And that's only because you have not seen it fulfilled. Remember what I told you, cash the check, pay the bills,
right?
Buy the new car. Every single session that you do, you must do this. You must be the winner in the end. You must be getting what you want, where you're helping yourself, your family, your loved ones, and your friends. And once again, George and Coast to Coast, I want to thank you for having me around the last 15 years. Because you have helped practitioners of magic in the thousands come to magic. And with that, okay, not only have they come to magic, but several hundred of them have become spiritual warriors like me. They will fight evil wherever they can find it. And I'm so proud of them because they really have put themselves out there.
If you're fighting evil,
yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you're fighting evil, Evelyn, what are the chances that they'll break you down, the demons or whatever they may be?
Well, depending on what you're dealing with. I mean, you've got people who have got evil around them that have been sent to them by a curse. Some have even had generational curses. And there are ways of removing that, and that's called psychic self-defense. So yes, anything that is going negative, anything that is going wrong, any evil person or practitioner that has, let's say, put you under psychic attack, you have an answer, and it can be removed. And you don't have to join a club, a group, a society, a coven, okay, and wait for them to teach you. I'm giving you the power in your hands. That knowledge is never going to be taken from you. And so anytime you come across negativity or evil or an entity that is harmful, you will be able to get rid of it.
Perfect. Let's take some calls west of the Rockies, Drexen in Vernal, Utah. Welcome to the program. You're on with Dr. Paglini. Go ahead, Drexen.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a long-time follower of the show. I have a question for Dr. Paglini. I was just recently discharged from the Marines, and I had an experience there where one night on fire watch, me and my buddies, we went to the bathroom, and I found one of my buddies. He actually killed himself. He hung himself in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And when we found him, you know, his eyes were open and everything like that, and he almost had a look on his face like he was looking back at us, but it wasn't him, it was something else. And then ever since then, me and my friend, we've had this weird, weird energy type following us, and like we've had nightmares about this thing, and like both me and him had like the same dreams where this kid, it's like it's a replay of the thing, but when he turns around, when his body turns around, hanging there, when he looks at us, it's not his face, but it's our face on there. Now, I was wondering if you had any tips or anything like that where we could
Is this happening in your home a lot?
Just usually when I sleep, during the night.
Okay, what's happening, honey, is you're getting night attacks. And so to me, you have an entity that is making itself known either through dreams or through nightmares or just permeating the space that you are in with negative energy. If you will go to mysticalblend.com and take a look at psychic self-defense, that's what you need. Because that will remove that negativity, send it on its way, and change the environment around you. Then you'll be able to sleep properly. You'll be able to revitalize and rejuvenate the body. My suggestion, sir, beside doing the psychic self-defense, get yourself some protection oil and use that protection oil on the headboard of your bed. Draw a 7 or 8 inch circle and then put a cross in the center of that circle using the protection oil. State out loud and firmly, there is no evil or negativity, okay, that can stay within these walls. And there is no negativity or evil, okay, that can cross this barrier. And so, therefore, nothing and no one will be able to attack you while you are asleep at night. You can also do the inside and the outside of your bedroom door, the inside and the outside of your home. And I would suggest whether you have just moved into a home or you have been there a while, you should do a cleansing with a smudge stick because you don't know what the occupants of that place went through before you moved in.
Right.
And if you're a sensitive, you're going to pick up on it.
Why do they say use sage, Evelyn?
Because it is a purification. There are different types of sage. I prefer the silver sage for protection and cleansing. I have heard many times your guests talk about saging, but I've never heard them explain how to sage.
Right.
Most people don't realize that when you're dealing with either a negative energy or an energy, when you are smudging, not only are you fanning the smoke and you're going from room to room with every cabinet, every closet open, you must have every window and door closed except one in the back of the house. There you open up a window about 3 or 4 inches. As you start from the front and you start smudging, that energy is going to want to escape from you. So every room that you cleanse, it's moving. And as you run out of the rooms and cleanse them, you're going to start to feel a pressure on you because it doesn't know where to go. It wants to escape you. And what you're doing is you're moving all of that negative energy. You're moving that negative entity toward that back room and that window. When you get to the back room, you're going to go the long way around of smudging toward the window, pushing everything toward that open window. Then you're going to smudge the window, close the window, and smudge it again. Now your house has cleansed. Now you can put in the energies and the vibrations and the colors that you desire to harmonize your home. But every person should do a cleansing of their apartment or their home because you don't know what the occupants went through. Desperation, crisis, bankruptcy, sickness, divorce. You don't want that energy permeating.
Toxic.
And it does stay within the walls. It's toxic.
Let's go to Joe, Omaha, Nebraska, east of the Rockies. Joe, you're on with Dr. Paglini. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Glad talk with you. I got a question for you, and I got a little statement for George there. I'm one of your 50-year-old persons. A few months ago, I was trying to kill myself.
Oh, boy, Joe.
And I was in the same spot that a lot of these people are in, where the pressures of life and losing a job and having to go on disability just really gets to you. But my question for the good doctor there is, how does smells like incense burning and flowery smells like lilacs and stuff, how much does that play in the...
Oh, it plays a major... Essential oils, honey, are not only wearable, okay, and when you want to wear them, you put them on the forehead, the throat, the heart, and the solar plexus, which are your main chakras, and that raises that vibration. But you can use essential oils. And let's say you have a business. You can put it on your cash register, your counter. You can put it on your telephone. You can put it on the product you're selling. You can put a traction oil on your business front door, on the home that you want to sell. You can use essential oils and help the healing process. So there, go to mysticalblend.com. Take a look at essential oils. I have a list up there, and I've given all of the different reasons and uses for these oils. That they are tools to assist you.
All right, Joe. And Joe, let me ask you this question too. When you said that you were at that point where you were so depressed, I know you have a statement here for me or a question. What pulled you out of it? I mean, you seem to be at least going in the right direction. What happened?
My brother and some friends intervened and got me the help that I needed spiritually, and it just really changed my life.
Good. Excellent.
Would you say you're 100% back, or how close are you to being where you'd feel happy and satisfied again?
I'm probably about 80% there.
Good for
wow.
you.
I've got some medical problems and that have led me to a disability, and I've been used to working all my life. And
what is your disability, sir?
Well, I've got breathing problems, and my lungs are failing, and I've got... they're doing more tests, but they believe I've got a tumor in my brain.
Oh. But try the workshop of the mind. Put in a hospital room. Bring in the greatest minds that have a test to the disease or the conflicts that you're having. And have them work on you in that hospital room. It is a mental visualization technique that works.
It does. Joe, did you have anything else?
No, just that if there's anybody else out there thinking about it, get some help.
All right, Joe, and we're always here for you all the time. You know, Evan, can you imagine, Evelyn, how many people you have helped in your career? My gosh.
Babe, I have gotten so many testimonials and people that I have touched and I have reached, and I'm so happy to share the knowledge that I have. Most people went into magic to intimidate, to subjugate, to control. And what I've done is I've leveled the playing field. I put more people out there that are out there to help others and to stop the victimization of others. And that's thanks to you and Coast to Coast.
We try. Let's go to Bridget, Manchester, New Hampshire. Welcome to the program, Bridget. You're on with Dr. Paglini.
Good morning. How are you both?
Good.
Good morning.
Blessings to you both. George, I have to say thank you to you and team, what you do for us all, the information you bring. I have learned so much. I'm a little nervous, so you have to bear with me.
thank you, Bridget. Appreciate it.
Dr. Evelyn, I have a question. What do you know about animals, like dreaming of animals? How much do you know about that?
You're talking about having a dream about an animal?
Yeah.
sometimes an animal will come to warn you, to protect you. And so depending on the dream, I've seen so many animals take on the disease of their owners and give up their life for their owner.
Wow.
And so animals, babe, are very sympathetic and empathetic to their masters.
Okay, because I have one, and I dream of certain animals, but this one, it shows up, and it's the only one I see its face, and it's got human eyes, but it's the whole rest of the body, it's a polar bear, and I don't know why he comes to me.
He may be coming as a totem. In other words, he may be your spirit guide. He may be the powerhouse you can tap into when you need strength, when you need energy, when you need power. And so he's presenting himself as a totem saying, tap into me, I'm here.
Right. I try to meditate. I try to, like, go back to sleep and try to meditate and see if he can come back into my dreams. But he shows up when he decides to, I guess. It's nothing I can conjure up or...
Yeah, but make sure you have a journal next to your bed so that you can write down the impressions and the scenes,
right. Okay,
that and the inspiration that he's giving you. You will find that there will be so much insight given to you by him. And like I said, when you need power, when you need strength and stamina and courage, call upon him. He'll be more than happy to show up for you.
Okay. Is there any way that anyone can contact you? Do you have a number or do you have a website?
I think through your website.
The website is mysticalblend.com, and
okay.
My phone number is 818-700-9345.
Why don't you give that again, Ev?
818-700-9345. Oh, and by the way, beside the free instructions, I'm also going to give a 1/8 ounce essential oil free for every order, no matter how small it is. That's my gift to the customers of the Coast to Coast audience.
Evelyn, the colors of the candles, why are the colors so important?
All colors have a vibration, a force, and an energy. And so what you are doing is picking the color that is going to most represent what you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to attract a loved one, then you're going to be using the color of red because you need to stimulate the libido. But if you want to take that relationship and bring it into love, then you're going to use love as pink because pink is love and harmony. Green is money, wealth, success, and growth. White is for purity, balance, protection, healing. Brown is for grounding, anchoring, strengthening. Okay? Your black again is to remove or to send a negativity. And so the colors are representative of what you are trying to do. And then, of course, the appropriate oils. Okay, that complement what you are trying to accomplish is
also important
necessary.
Too. Evelyn, we're going to take this break. We're going to come back and take final phone calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour I'll have open lines for you here on Coast to Coast AM, but when we come back with Dr. Evelyn Paglini, we shall take final phone calls with her on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Dr. Evelyn Paglini with us. Evelyn, we, as you mentioned, do prayer on Fridays for people. They send me an email about an affliction of a friend, themselves, an animal. And it does have an uncanny ability to work. What is doing it? Are we tapping into something? Is it the collective consciousness? What makes it work?
Exactly what I was talking about. When you're doing it on a mass consciousness basis, you're only doing it for a few minutes. When you're doing a ritual, you are bringing it specifically on home. You are focusing your mind like a laser beam, and you're being very specific on what it is you are asking for. You're also knowing to bind down the action not wanted. That's why when we were doing the mass consciousness experiments, You got fabulous results, but on overload.
Overload.
Only because you said, I want rain, because we need rain in Texas, but you didn't say 3 inches.
And it never stopped.
Right. And so what you must do is bind down what you do not want. Well, I don't want flooding. I only want 3 inches. I want it spread over a couple of days. See, when you get specific, that's when you're not going to have the fallout. And when you're doing it in prayer, okay, you are sending out this energy collectively. When you are doing it specifically for yourself, your concentration is even more specific because it's you. And you can take on what's going on in the body. First, like I said, you acknowledge what is wrong. And then you work on removing it, dissolving it, and balancing it out.
All right, back to the phones we go. Barbara in Houston, Texas. Hello, Barbara. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you and send just some peace and love out to so many people that are hurting, that have gone through tragedies, personal tragedies, bombings, fires, whatever, to lift them up and thank Coast to Coast for the opportunity to do that, and to thank you, both of you specifically, and your teams, because I know it's not just you two, it's multitudes of people around you that also lift you up to give us this inspiration and peace and hope every night for some of us.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.
And my situation is I've been disabled for quite a few years, and it basically happened because of medical mistakes. But I've never given up trying to overcome those and eventually get back to work. And in the meantime, become as productive as I could. But it just seems like there's something kept happening. The most recent one, was, release of benzene and, toxic air release, which really knocked me down. I started coming back from that. And then my husband and I were in a hit-and-run accident last year. But the thing that's really frustrating is that I have apparently a neighbor or two that calls the city to complain because they don't like something. And so I've already been fined over $6,000.
Oh my God.
In a situation where I'm just not healthy and I shouldn't even have been able to make, an agreement for something like that I wasn't capable of even agreeing to. And now somebody's complained again.
What are they complaining about, Barb?
Well, they don't like me catching rainwater, for instance.
What?
It's just bizarre. It's the most bizarre. If you look at, for instance, the garden on the cable channels, and there's online sites where you can go and people look at what we've done for our garden. Well, there's a lot of places where they take antiques. Like antique bed headboards.
Yeah.
And people use them, for plant trellises.
Yeah.
And they've told me I can't do anything like that.
You get fined for stuff like that?
Yes. It's just absolutely the most bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I mean, these are the types of things that it's like, to me, it's so opposite. You want to be able to recycle, like, a used piece of plastic and use it for a plant pot, for instance.
You go out and catch rainwater, and your neighbors report you in?
Yes. I mean, it's just, I think there's obviously some other things going on.
I was
going
to say, honey, they have a jealousy or they have something against you.
There's an agenda somewhere.
Right. There's some kind of agenda. The excuse is inconsequential. Whatever they're calling and complaining about, it's just, oh, good, we got another excuse to... And, I think that to do with
what I would do is a boomerang.
Well, now, what's that?
Well, what I would do is I would take a picture of yourself, put it behind a mirror, meaning the mirror faces outward, and your picture faces the back part of the mirror. What that does is it puts a shield of protection around you, and any negativity that is being sent to you will be boomerang, repelled right back to the sender. Now, if that doesn't work, then you can also do a peace, love, and harmony ritual. which you would be using the colors of pink and their gender, in order for you to pacify them, to get them off your back, and to have more harmonious relationship.
Is there a ritual, Evelyn, for just about everything?
Yeah. Everything.
No, I mean, matter what it is. Barbara's going to need it. She's going to need to do something, isn't she?
Yeah. Tell her to give me a call. I can explain it to her more. Or tell her to go on the website. There is a Peace, Love, and Harmony up there. And there is the Psychic Self-Defense. And in Mirror Magic, she can learn how to put her picture behind a mirror and put a shield of protection around you. It works.
All right, Barbara. Mysticalblend.com, or you go to Coast to Coast. We've got the link to Dr. Paglini's website. I know you don't teach people to do this, but do people do this? And that is, do they use magic? Do they use rituals to be offensive, to take advantage of other people, to hurt
Absolutely.
Them, to do things? They do.
That's why I said most people in the past have gotten into it to subjugate, to intimidate, and to control. They want to use the forces and the energies and the vibrations in order to succeed in their agenda. They don't care if they're victimizing you.
Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio. Robbie's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Rob, go ahead.
Hi, George. Nice to talk to you. I love what you're doing and spreading all this consciousness towards the United States.
We are going to do the best we can, Rob.
Yeah, it's I'm 21. I'm a younger follower. I'm interested in all. I have a question for your guest.
Sure.
I was born in Macedonia in Europe, former Yugoslavia, and a lot of black magic is going on around there. It seems like the economy's bad. The people are bored. You know, they're getting into these bad things. And we have a history of a lot of bad things happening in my family. My grandma's both of her parents died. Her husband died. She's having heart problems. My mom has heart problems. And we kind of have a suspicion that someone in our family back in the old country is placing these psychic attacks on us. And we had one of these guys who can see spirits come to our house. And he said that he could see a spirit watching us, and it follows us everywhere we go. So if your guest could have some psychic defense, maybe he can explain some for us.
All right, how do we do that? How do we create that defense again, Eb?
Okay, first of all, cleansing and protection of the environment, and that is the smudging. You can also go even more heavy duty by using sulfur on the outside, black salt on the inside. You can use a protection oil, a rosemary oil, or a rose geranium oil, and that also cleanses and removes all negativity and puts up a shield of protection. But your family needs psychic self-defense. You need to remove what's been placed on you, send it back to the sender, and put a shield of protection around you that is impenetrable.
Critical to do that. Critical.
Yes. Go to the website, look up Psychic Self-Defense. You can buy these materials in any metaphysical store locally.
How do you know it's working?
Oh, you can feel it immediately, and after the ritual is done, usually between 48 and 72 hours, your luck starts to change. Like I said, your strength, your energy, your power, your determination, your clarity starts to come back. You cannot believe the difference. You didn't realize that you've been carrying this for so long, this load. And once it's removed, like I said, move over, world, I'm coming through.
We go to Fairbanks, Alaska now. Let us go to Kim. You're with Dr. Paglini. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi.
Hubby.
I heard Evelyn talking about her predictions with bad weather and all this in the future. Is she aware of how much that might be the cause or caused by, like, geoengineering and all this chemtrails? And if any of her, there's any kind of magic or rituals that can be done to counteract those effects?
All right, Evelyn, if somebody, for example, is dumping chemicals in the air, chemtrails, through jets, through planes, can we as individuals fight that with a ritual or magic?
Very difficult. Very, very difficult. You'll get some response, but no. They have a hidden agenda, babe, and they've been doing it a long time, and it's very, very difficult to counterpart that because it's already been assigned. It's already in manifestation. All you can do is in your area, okay, try to put up a shield so that it does not breathe in, and you breathe in the toxins, and therefore some kind of a flu or disease manifests itself.
Good advice. Jefferson City, Missouri. Jennifer, first-time caller. Jennifer, hi.
Hello. How are you tonight?
Good. Good.
So my question is, I'm a first-time caller indeed. I'm listening actually to KTRS because I don't have my terrestrial radio by my computer.
Okay.
And so my question is, have you ever worked with a blind Wiccan before?
Yes.
I am actually a blind Wiccan.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I decided to do it about 3 years back, and I find it hard. What are your tips for me as far as visualization? Because candle burning is, I don't play with fire. I don't feel like burning the house.
Then you put the altar in your mind. You burn the candles and the colors in your mind. The workshop of the mind, it is the mind that is the most powerful thing, and it is your intent. What I don't like is when people say the devil made me do it. No, honey. Take responsibility for your actions, because the powers that I give you, nature and the elements that you tap into, are neutral. It is you who are the director. It is your intent that makes it either evil or good. And use the workshop of the mind, honey. And you can burn all the candles you want in every color that you need.
So you don't think people can get possessed?
Oh, of course they can.
All right. Oh, how do they fight that? How do they fight that with some magic and a ritual? How do you fight something like that?
Again, that's that psychic self-defense. What you are doing is you are removing what has been placed upon you, accumulated and sent to you. Once that's done, then you're going to put an impenetrable shield of protection around you so that it doesn't come back. And I'll tell you, when you do psychic self-defense, if that person is still working on you, if that person is still using you for psychic attack, the first time that you do a repellent ritual, they're going to feel it, and they're going to get off your back.
So there's no reason why you can't fight back.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm here for. I fight evil, and I show you how.
I wouldn't want to cross you, Evelyn.
I'm there for the good, though, babe, but I will do offensive if it's necessary.
Providence, Rhode Island we go. Richard, take it away. Go ahead, Rich.
How you doing, George? I just want to say thank you for doing the show.
You're welcome.
Say thank you to your guests for putting the word out there about actually getting in touch with yourself and your conscience like that. Because I'm actually a fellow Wiccan myself.
Good for you.
And, you know, she was talking about how you can get a hold of your spirit guides. I have a certain way of getting a hold of my spirit guide, being a moon child. I actually have a park I go to that's in my city. And, for instance, if you take a radio with batteries in it, brand new batteries, you put it on the ground, what happens? It drains the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So you lay on the ground, it takes all that negative energy and everything out of you. I just wanted to say, you know, I think this is great that you're doing this, and a lot of people need to be acknowledged about this. This isn't something that's new. I think it's been around for a long time, just people...
They just don't understand.
Magic have been around for thousands of years, honey. It's just that you don't have to become a magi in order to get results. What I'm teaching is every man's magic. It's not where I want you to spend 10 or 20 years into learning ceremonial and ritualistic magic. This is the everyday magic that every person can utilize as a tool to get the edge on their future. And that's what I'm giving you. I'm putting the power in your hands. No one can take it from you.
Let's take one more call, maybe two. Let's go to Mary in Salt Lake City, Utah. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi. Evelyn, I had a private reading with you about a year ago, and I just want to say that everything you say works. I did the candles. I was under psychic attack. I helped someone whose mother was abusing her grandchild, and I actually gave the mother a car to escape. And the grandmother got very angry, happened to be a school teacher. And after that happened, I started feeling much better because I knew she was psychically attacking me, and you and I agreed upon that. What happened afterwards was someone turned her in about 2 months after I finished all of my candles and everything else. And I didn't put a curse back on her at all, but someone turned her in for abusing a second grader, and everything went back upon her.
Good.
I didn't personally do that. Is that just the spirit?
That's the spirit. In other words, when you send out negativity, karma can come into play immediately, especially when you do a ritual.
It can bite you, can it? Yep. It can. When priests, for example, Evelyn, do exorcisms, are they protecting themselves?
Oh, they have to, of course. They're going to be challenged.
See, I'm amazed when you look at stuff like religion. I mean, they use holy water, so they have their own rituals themselves, don't they?
They use the essential oils. They use the holy water. And they do a form of ritual also.
Absolutely. Yep.
Every religion has the same thing. I don't care what you call it. When you're dealing with magic, there are basic foundations and rules. And so, therefore, when you're dealing with the elements, they have a force and a vibration that you can tap into and that you can use. You can use the element of fire to destroy your enemies.
No question. Evelyn, thank you so much for being on the program. Her website, mysticalblend.com. I'm George Norrie. When I return, open lines on Coast to Coast AM.